Dawkins, I think is his name. Richard Dawkins. This is just another one of these cult of death canards. There is absolutely no evidence. You got this nutbag on the Discovery Channel, Georgie, whatever his name is, with the Ancient Alien show. You know, and if you want to watch something good this weekend, don't watch any Ancient Aliens. Go and watch the Smackdown of Ancient Aliens. What's it called? The Myth of Ancient Aliens. It's about 3 hours long. This guy just decimates. He destroys the entire Ancient Aliens series. Every single point this clown makes about how men from in spaceships visited the Earth and this and that and the other, and they built the pyramids and all. Every single point is destroyed by the Myth of Ancient Aliens. So look, I am well aware that Ridley Scott may even be a Satanist. It doesn't matter. He, I believe, has done the opposite of what he was instructed by Moloch to do. That movie is a warning about where the cult of death is going. It's not an endorsement of it. It's a warning of it. It's horrifying. You and I see that as Catholics, don't we? Well, other people that see it, well, if you believe God created us, and he did, and he blessed us with intellect and free will, and he did, and if that intellect knows from whence the creator it came, the good, the true, and the beautiful, emphasis on true, when it sees it or when it hears it, well, then, yes, he failed. And I suspect that there's not going to be very many people walking out of that film that are going to be pining away for a ramp-up of the cult of death so we can unleash the monster horde, the alien acid-bleeding monster horde on us and bring an end to all this. Quite the opposite. So, you know, there's another part of this. And that's the being of the world and being in the world. I can be in the world. I can go see the alien movie. I can say, well, I can turn that argument if he's trying to make it on its head. I think anyone that watches it can turn the argument on its head. I'm in the world, not of it. I'm not buying. If the point was, well, aliens, we were created by aliens, that point, there's nowhere in that chain. Look, the millions of years, you know, we've talked about this when Chris Ferrara and I did the series on Darwin Was Wrong. All the evolutionists were looking for 100 years for this thing called the missing link, right? They never found it, and they're not going to find it. So what did they do when they couldn't find the link between man and the amoeba, or the man and the Australopithecan man, or an ape, or whatever? What did they do? What's the missing ingredient? How do you bake fat cake? Oh, just add a couple hundred million years. Bam-o, everything's fixed. Whoa, well, why didn't you say so? We had a couple hundred million years. Of course it could happen. Could? Did it? My brother Francis, my philosophy instructor, you should take our classes Wednesday night, De Homine, right here on the Crusade Channel. Like Brother Francis says, they add, in the course on cosmology, they add hundreds of millions of years, and they say, look, this is how man evolved. You just need to add hundreds of millions of years. You know what they say? If you take a chicken, you put it in pin right here in front yard of Institute, and come back in 100 million years, what do you have? A chicken. Brother Francis also says, you know the old joke, they say, what comes first, chicken or egg? And people say, well, you can't answer that. We don't know the answer. No, yes, we do. A chicken came first, stupid. If, so it could lay an egg, because God created it, dummy.